Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. I am one of your hosts with you, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and I am having problems getting my computer to wake up this morning, but I'm almost there. So it is time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start off as always by introducing ourselves. So now it's time for you to learn all about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Sometimes I'm called the real DC Love or just DC Love. I've had an amazing journey. It started with cookies flying off of countertops. And people will say, DC, what kind of cookies? Sugar cookies with amazing sprinkles on top. So, again, my journey started with sugar cookies with sprinkles flying all off of my countertops. My cell phone was texting me. And then spirit began to sit on me to get my attention. Well, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward onto this amazing path. Okay, sit down. This journey was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed my life forever. I discovered, you know, I had a strong connection to spirit. Are you trying to say hello to everybody, Jackson? Say hello, everybody. I think he's sent a message already, Barbara. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay,
Jackson. Okay, here, one more. He's jacked up on fruit chews here.
Okay. Ryan's laughing. He's saying he's jacked up on fruit chews. Okay, so like I said, my journey was amazing. It was just so incredible. But it was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. My life will never be the same. I'm so glad. I discovered, wow, I have a strong connection with spirit. I've never looked back since that time. I continue to serve and protect because I do have a law enforcement background. But I've traded in my 357, and I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger. And I can't forget, last but not of course least, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She's been with me now since 2014 when she was in a coma. At that time, she actually threatened me to get my attention, and believe it or not, we've been together ever since. And I thank her so much because from the other side, Joan has left a door open, and, you know, those on the other side walk through it continually. It's just so, so amazing, and I get to connect with the most fascinating and wide variety of source that I could even imagine. So it's beautiful. I work with people worldwide and from all walks of life. And I'm now, you know, happy, like, since my journey started, that I'm able to do this on radio as well to help even more people. But my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Grace Riddles. I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, and Innate Releasing Practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. My goal is to help people to transform their lives, to let go all of the old baggage and clutter and all of the old beliefs that really do you no good, so that you can start living in your truth. You can start living your essence. It's hard for me to put into words, apparently, today. So the way I do this is I learn different methods of helping people to release, helping them to clear out the old stuff, you know. And right now what I use is the innate releasing, but I've been taking that even to a higher level, I'll call it. And so guidance has been teaching me a new way of using the innate releasing and clearing out the issues that people have. And I love this new way. It's not something I do on the radio yet because I'm not supposed to, but it works in an even more profound method. It's hard for me to put it into words. So that is what I'm doing now. And I've been working specifically on myself for the last week because they kept saying, you need to do this on yourself. You need to do this on yourself. And so I am actually listening, which is amazing. And it is changing my life. It really is changing my life. This morning I woke up and I had an issue to deal with, and I dealt with it, and then I was trying to call into Blog Talk, and I had to call in 4 times before they let me in. And I realized that while I was dealing with the issue and calling into Blog Talk, I was perfectly calm. I wasn't upset. I wasn't worried. I wasn't fearful. All of that was gone. I was just doing what I needed to do in the moment, and there was nothing else to it. And that in and of itself is a really profound difference in the way that I am living my life. So that tells you a lot about me, and you can learn more by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus, scroll to the bottom of the page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's webpage. DC's Facebook page. And my Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There really is lots of information there. And I will be updating it soon in the innate healing section and expanding more on what all that actually involves now when I figure out how to actually put it into English. That's one of the beautiful challenges of life. So now it's time for us to hear some divine messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, it's really synchronistic. I have a friend, Joan, that's still here. And, of course, I have Joan Rivers. I have 2 beautiful friends named Joan. And this morning, Joan Rivers was coming in, and then I got a little thing on Facebook from my other friend, Joan, and I start laughing. I'm saying, okay, Joan, I know it's from the two of you. And it's as if Joan Rivers helped me to get dressed today, Barbara. And the little message says, I had to put on my big girl panties, my bitch bra, and my shit kicker boots. So I feel like helped me get dressed today, actually. But I just want to see the people. Yeah, she makes sure I laugh enough. I was off here a little bit, but I'm back in the saddle again. We had a family member who had passed, and it was really wonderful that in the past maybe 6 months or so, we really got close to this man, and we had some beautiful conversations. So it was really wonderful. But for me, the last, couple of days has been really crazy. And the message from our family member, a gentleman, said, life is short. And you really need to live life, to the fullest. And I'm thinking, yeah, I really know, because when I reflect back to May 10th, that's when Ryan, transitioned. So Ryan was with me, and he, enjoyed the company of this very special man with me. And it was just so, so amazing. So our family member, he did not go to the other side right away. He really wanted to think things out, Barbara. And Ryan, mm-hmm. really convinced him to, that you have to go to the other side and, you're worthy. But before he could go through the pearly gates, and Joan gave me this vision, who was he met by? But, of course, St. Peter. St. Peter was at the pearly gates, and he asked him to open the trunk of his car because he was going to drive in through the pearly gates. Well, when he did, St. Peter saw a trunk full of nothing less than automatic weapons, Barbara. He had an arsenal of AK-47s in his trunk. And St. Peter laughed and said, "You're not going to be needing those here." So then it was like a little while later, maybe a day or so in earthly time, I then began to hear the lyrics from the song Spirit in the Sky, "Gonna go to the place that's the best." So I start laughing, like he finally figured, you know, yeah, I'm going to do this. And I did have a conversation with him a couple months ago, and I disclosed what I do. I came out of the spiritual closet with yet another family member. Not all my family members know what I do. So this gentleman, I heard a gasp, and I could feel how fearful he was. I said, "No, it's okay. All is well. I'm also an ordained minister." And then I heard a sigh of relief. He had a really, really strong religious background, and this really created fear for him that was really crazy, because this person, in you know, all other aspects of his life, was actually fearless, including his personal battle during the last year with cancer. So when he and Ryan and myself were connecting, I heard, you know, "Holy crap, what you guys do is freaking amazing." And he saw, you know, our beautiful team of members that we all have, and he just said, "I wish that I had done something like this during my earthly lifetime." And he too, you know, had a lot of accomplishments. He worked for several defense industry businesses. He was also recognized for his expertise in laser systems, and he lived an authentic life his way. So he asked, at the end of the message, he asked that each of us stay true to who we really are. And for, you know, all of us that are doing this, the spiritual work, he's saying, "Guys, keep up the great work." And after connecting with Ryan, of course, he picked up a little of Ryan's lingo and said that we're all fan damn fucking tabulous. And he liked to drink while he was here, and he asked that when we partake in liquid spirits, think of him as well as Ryan. And he said, and then he said, "Cheers to all of you." So, Barbara, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But he did have a great sense of humor and an amazingly keen wit. And I wouldn't be surprised if he pops in on, you know, all of us every now and then. So I'm just giving you like a little bit of a heads up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so then I was guided to just read a little thing that I posted back in 2014, August 15th of 2014. And, you know, just a little synchronicity that happened on that day 5 years ago. It's a true story. I was out shopping at a store, and I was heading to the checkout line when I noticed this beautiful little girl, probably like at that time was Jackson's age now, and she was running through the aisles and frantically crying. And I stopped her, and I said, "Honey, are you lost?" And she nodded her little head yes, and the tears were rolling down her face. And I said, "Oh, honey, it's going to be okay. I'm going to help you to find your mommy." And I took her hand, and then seconds later, you know, store employees and had gathered around the little girl too, and her mommy was called over the loudspeaker to come to the service desk. And she did, you know, moments later. Her mom spotted her and ran over to her, and, you know, they gave each other a great big hug. And the mom was so thankful. And I told her, "I'm a grandmother too, and I completely understand what you went through. But you've got to realize everything is okay right now." And the little girl, this beautiful, beautiful little girl, had a red shirt on it, and in the middle of the shirt was the word LOVE in big capital letters. And then I introduced myself to her mom and said, "You know, I'm DC Love." And that was a beautiful synchronicity. And the little girl's mom smiled. She was speechless. And then we talked briefly for a few moments and each went on our way. So my synchronicity was I was so thankful to be in the right place at the right time. So God is truly good, and that's, you know, the little, the little synchronicity that I wanted to share with everyone, Barbara.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, it really is wonderful. Well, you know, you were talking today about, you know, healing yourself, and a couple of years ago today you actually did the same thing. You talked about Jesus healing issues in life. Do you remember that in the lives of others?
Mm-hmm.
And you were so much more relaxed, and you felt like so free with this beautiful energy. I mean, it's just amazing. And then at that time, Barbara, you actually held a class. So I think that's really, really cool. So you offered a special healing course for those that are interested in taking the healing work, you know, to a higher level. So I'm getting a little message from above that saying, like a little nudge to Barbara, please offer another class to help others, you know, with the healing energy of Jesus as well as the angels.
I've been thinking about that for the last couple of days, how to best do that. Because this new work that I do is more of a one-on-one instead of a group kind of thing. So I'm still looking to see exactly how they want to do that. But I probably will be posting something today about an offer for people to experience it at least at a special price. Because
you
it's amazing.
Yes.
I'll have to do it with you sometime today.
Okay, well I have little Jackson, so I don't think it'll be today.
Okay. Tomorrow.
But I definitely will connect to that. Sounds amazing, 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 and I'm up for it. My goodness, yes. And Jesus is coming in, and he's letting everyone, you know you've got to remember that every thought that you have is either based on fear or love, and of course, love is what we were born with. And as we grow older, fear is what we learn. So we do have a choice. It is up to us. He's asking each of you right now, which will you choose? Will you choose love, or will you choose fear? Because there is no fear in love, because love builds. And we know that fear destroys and love heals. Fear wounds and love believes. Fear doubts. And Jesus is saying, please, beloveds, do not be afraid to focus upon your dreams. Stay positive and know that your angels are here. They're supporting you. Please go with the flow. And continue taking steps and creating the life that you desire. Keep the faith. And know all is well. Say that throughout the day. All is well. Trust your intuition. That is your soul speaking to you. And follow your highest truth and passion. And let go of fear and allow with the frequency of change. Beloveds, do not be afraid. I am with you. I'm with you always. Create the life you have envisioned and know that I love you today, tomorrow, and always. And those are my messages, Barbara.
Well, thank you, DC. Now here is what Jesus wants to say at this moment. We invite you to let go. We invite you to just take a deep breath and let go. We know that for some of you, letting go is the hardest thing to do. Because while you are trying to let go, your mind is going through 1,001 thoughts, coming up with 1,001 things that you need to do, that you need to say, that you need to have, that you need to whatever. And there is no time. There's no time for you to just be. There's no time for you to just accept yourself exactly as you are. There's no space for you to just breathe. We want you to take that time right now. We want you to allow that space right now. Just open up. Let go. Let go of all of your thoughts, all of your worries, all of your fears. Just let it go. And just allow yourself to be in this moment, right now. This is the only thing that is important. This is all that you are. Take a nice deep breath. and just let go. But while you're in that moment of peace, you have clarity. You may see things differently than you've been seeing them, because you're not thinking about it, you're just being. You truly do have the answer to every question you've ever asked inside of you. You truly do. So just let go. And allow the answers to come to you. They want to be there for you. They want to assist you. Let go and allow it to happen. Sometimes letting go is the most powerful thing you had ever do. So let go. Just let go. Okay, that's all he wanted to share, but boy, take me to a wonderful, peaceful state of being.
That was absolutely beautiful, and Joan Rivers is still at work here where I am, and I got a little message. I believed that she could, and so she did. She believed she could, and so she did, and then there was another message, and now she's in timeout. I'm like, okay, Joan, I got the message. Oh, gosh. But you know what? She just wants all of us to release, because everything that we're holding on to is causing us stress. It's causing us worry. And, you know, you start to absorb stuff that you don't want. And then you attract stuff that you don't want. And you feel down. You feel depressed. You don't have the energy. And she's saying, you know, get outside, connect with Mother Nature. If you can't, envision your happy place, whether it's a forest or by water, and allow yourself to just feel the energy of wherever you are. And this is going to help us, you know, if we've consumed anything we shouldn't have consumed. And she's saying, allow the weight of your shoulders to be lifted. So she wants us to release all that we've been holding on to and just, you know, get into our happy place, Barbara.
Yes, definitely. I agree with that. And it is a wonderful place. Okay, we will now take questions from our callers. So if you have a question or would like a message, call in at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 so that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. And we will answer your question. Yeah, that's what we'll do. All right. We are going to go to our first caller from area code 951. And I think it's Nathaniel. Let's see. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How's it going with you?
Great.
So what can we do for you today?
I wanted to see if I could get a message and something about the urinary test status as well.
Okay. DC?
Yes. Good morning, Nathaniel. I believe that releasing was a message for you, too, from Joan Rivers. And know that you are cared for from heaven above, okay? Jesus is with you at this time, Nathaniel, Mother Mary. I feel that you're filled right now with stress. And just know that your divine team is with you, okay? And allow them to, you know, to carry the weight that you're holding on to, okay? This is a time for you just to be good to you. And allow the good to come in, Nathaniel, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And just have faith, Nathaniel, because you know what?
you've got to have faith in God that He can heal your present situation. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, everything is going to resolve itself, you know, in a divine way, even if you can't see it right now. And just leave it, you know, leave it in God's hands. And I see a beautiful pair of hands opening, Nathaniel. And God wants you to pour everything that you're holding on to into His hands. Allow Him to carry it for you. Okay? Mother Mary is wrapping you in this beautiful, beautiful blue blanket. And she's saying, my beloved Nathaniel, please have faith. Okay? So you've got to say every day, you know, just all is well. And you've got to stop worrying, Nathaniel. You're filled with so much worry. There's confusion. You feel powerless. There's so many, you know, there's so many, my goodness, emotions that you're holding on to. And Mother Mary is saying, my beloved Nathaniel, please do not worry. Because as you worry, you're just bringing in more and more to worry about. Okay, so please give us your worries and give them to us today. And she's saying a more positive way to deal with everything is to turn your worries into prayers. And allow us to help you with them. And when you do, you're going to notice immediately, you're going to have a little bit of an emotional release, okay? So she's saying, Nathaniel, it is now time to shift from fear to faith, okay? And I'm seeing a hand, and it's handing you a beautiful piece of amethyst, Nathaniel. And this is going to help you to sort of, you know, block some of that beautiful, you know, from the bad stuff, the negative stuff to come in, and allow the beautiful energy to come in, Nathaniel. There's a lot of negative energy around you right now, and I feel like at nighttime you just bring in more while you're sleeping, Nathaniel.
More negativity while I'm sleeping?
You're thinking, and I think your mind is going even though you're asleep is what I'm getting.
Well,
and along with the amethyst, you could have a piece of black tourmaline. It's a very spiritual stone of protection. And that will help
purple.
You to block this this negative energy as well. And, you know, and to help you to wake up and feel like rested, because I feel like you wake up and you're exhausted.
Yeah. I went to the health food store yesterday, and I returned some stuff that I got, and then I bought some other stuff. And the doctor kind of made me feel weird. He was working on somebody else, and then somebody wanted me to move out of the aisle, and I wasn't sure. And then I got some, apricot kernels, you know, they're supposed to have lay a trail with them. And I think you're only supposed to have three or five a day. And I ate about 30 on the way home. I had about 30 on the way home, so I felt really, woozy. I think there's like mushrooms in them or something. And I felt really, like almost, well, definitely like high, like it was, it's a little bit. So kind of felt weird last night and today and such.
Probably a little bit too much for yourself, It's a little bit too much all at once. And just try to relax a little bit more, get a little bit more rest. If you're outside, just connect with nature. Nature is filled with healing energy. Okay?
Yeah.
And just allow the angels to come in and, you know, help you on a daily basis, Nathaniel. They're there for you every day. All you have to do is ask. You're never alone. Okay? And don't try to hold on to your problem single-handedly. I mean, I've done that. It doesn't work. When you give them to the divine, you open up to, you know, really good solutions, okay? So the angels are saying, Nathaniel, please continue to nurture yourself on all levels. And, you know, eat healthy, you know, drink a lot of water, try to get enough rest. And this will help you to stay healthy. And you've got to have, you know, an area where it's, okay? And, you know, the angels are handing you, the crystals, the amethyst, and the black tourmaline. Okay, and really love yourself. And I'm getting, you know, you have a beautiful mission here, Nathaniel, and you're here to really to teach others, okay? You have such a beautiful, you know, beautiful energy, and children love your energy. They just love how beautiful it is, okay? I know this is a difficult time for you, but, it will come to an end. And the angels are sending you powerful, powerful healing right now as well to assist you. And just keep saying every day, I am healthy, I am well, okay? The angels are surrounding you with love. Allow yourself to receive that beautiful love and really love yourself too, okay? You are, you're beautiful, you're sensitive, you're very kind, you're very empathic, and you really, connect and understand, others. Archangel Michael is walking with you. He's going to help you to, visualize, some, healing. And it's time to just get away from, the busyness of the world and go out in nature, go within, and allow your health to become restored, okay?
What was that?
I said Archangel Michael is walking with you, and he wants you to just try to get away from the busy world, go within. Go connect with nature or just, go inside and find a peaceful place. And this is going to help you health-wise, okay?
Okay. I get into situations where I could pick up other people's bad energies and stuff, and now I'm just
staying
outside.
Okay, healing, Nathaniel? I'm over to Barbara for that healing right now, hon.
Trees, so I feel really peaceful. There's some trees and bushes and there's some shade, so I really feel peaceful at this spot. But I'm in the car, I kind of feel like neutral, or I'm not really connected to nature, and I've just got out, and I'm kind of subject to other noises and people walking by. But I kind of it's good just to kind of for me to get into a little kind of a private, sacred space. And, let the angels try to heal me, mentally, emotionally, and, everything. So I can feel the difference. But, thanks for all your comments and, your prayers and your insights.
Wonderful. Well, let's do a few of our dear innate statements and take that even deeper. Okay. Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go.
Dear innate, even though I'm not sure about it, I trust in God.
Dear innate, even though I'm not sure about it, I trust in God.
Dear innate, even though it's not what I was taught to believe, I love myself.
Dear innate, even though I wasn't taught to believe, I love myself.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how this works, I allow myself to be healed.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how it works, I allow myself to be healed.
Dear innate, I open up to the unknown.
Dear innate, I open up to the unknown.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, and trust my heart.
Dear innate, I find the strength within myself.
What was that one?
Dear innate, I find the strength within myself.
Dear innate, I find the strength within myself.
Dear innate, I am changing.
What was that again?
Dear innate, I am changing.
Dear innate, I am changing.
Dear innate, thank you for this opportunity to know myself.
Dear innate, thank you for this opportunity for me to know myself.
And take a nice deep breath. Your energy feels much, much, much better now. So.
Yeah, I feel a lot better now. Thank you. Thank you guys for
You are welcome. Okay. Take care of yourself and let us know how you do it, okay?
Okay. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is my favorite number, 111-111-1111. Hi, who's this?
It is I, the one. The one you've been waiting for.
Hello,
I'm
queen.
Here once again.
Hello.
Peaceful greetings, DC and Barbara Grace Reynolds.
And what
you know, Queen, I got a different kind of stone, and I've never heard of it. It's called Super 7.
Huh, okay.
Or Sacred 7. It's a very high vibrational stone, and the angels just handed it to me to give to you. Okay,
you.
And it contains quartz, clear quartz, amethyst, smoky quartz, rutile, geotite, and like two other stones. And it looks like a piece of amethyst. But it does have, like, the different, you know, materials throughout it. And it's a very high vibrational stone when you put it in your hand, almost to the point where it's like, oh, my gosh, it's vibrating so high that I have to put it down. So if you write that down and look it up later, Super 7 is what I'm getting for you. I've never heard of that.
Right now, I'm writing it down. It seems like get a pen. Thank you.
Yes, 7. It looks like almost like a rainbow stone. And it will help you to connect with the divine, the higher realm, awaken maybe more of your psychic, you know, insight. And it does integrate with all your chakras. It will help you along your life path, and it does amplify your energy. So I find that to be an amazing stone. Really amazing.
Sounds beautiful.
I've never heard of it. I mean, I have never heard of it. So that's kind of neat. And ginger sink. Queen, we've been, you know, missing you, and she's saying there's going to be surprises coming your way.
Yippee.
I'm not sure what, but you're going to get, she's saying, you know, big surprises, miracles. So whatever it is, Ginger's just jumping up and down with joy for you, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, we too are excited for you, beloved Queen. And Ginger's saying, you're going to find out soon. So get into your happy place already, Queen. So she wants you to connect with that beautiful, beautiful, happy place. Yes, very cool. Okay, let's see. Okay, I just want to see if there's any other messages, but that I got immediately, that you really have a lot of good coming, and I think it's, you know, it's absolutely beautiful, Queen. Okay, let's see if we have any other messages. Oh, excuse me. Okay. So I do see a couple archangels standing next to you. I see Archangel Shamuel, okay? And he works closely with spirit, and he is the angel of love. And he's handing you this beautiful red heart, Queen. And it symbolizes the love of all living things, okay?
Yes.
So I'm not sure, but maybe your heart chakra needs to open up a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, and I also see Master Lady Celeste. Okay, and she's here with you. And to really to help you to be in harmony. I don't know if you've had any kind of conflict, but really to just be in harmony. Okay? Okay, let's see, Lady Celeste, okay. And just to bring new hope to people, let's see. Do you have any kind of musical abilities? Because I'm hearing soft music in the background.
I do. I play various instruments. I sing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, have you been doing that lately?
When I do a YouTube, I play the instrument.
Beautiful.
In a way.
Okay, so she's really, you know, she's really around you at this time and really to help you to improve, you know, that inner balance via the music, okay?
Okay. What is her name? Lady what?
Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E, Master Lady
okay.
Celeste. She's saying Master Lady Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E. Don't forget the master in front of
I got
her.
You.
She's telling me, I'm like, okay.
I got you. I was just going to say that, too. I got you, Master, Lady Master Celeste. I got you. Love
well,
thank
that,
you
that's
so much.
Totally unbelievable. Yes. So they're all with you today, Queen. They've been with you, and I'm glad that you called in. Okay. So are you searching for anything right now? Are you thinking about doing something else based on your passion?
You know, that's a good question, segue into having so many gifts. Being blessed with so many gifts, so much talent. In terms of moving forward, what would bless my being, my essence, most of all to focus on?
Okay, but you've got to think about that. Ginger's saying it's time to decide, Queen. She's saying most people just sit there and they put more. Well, Ginger's saying, Queen, you know what? Most people just sit there and they think more about what they're going to have for lunch than they do about, you know, what they're going to do spiritually on their path. Okay? So she's saying, think about it and do it now because the universe is listening. And the universe could send you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something that you're passionate about. It's up to you, Queen.
I accept that. I will do. Done.
Okay.
I accept that.
Awesome. With that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. There is a little bit of healing that is really going to help you.
All right. Hi, Ginger. Hi,
and
Jackson.
Thank you for calling in, Queen.
Hi. Hi, everyone. My pleasure. My honor. Thank you for the beautiful message.
Okay, I'm getting choked up. I don't know what's going on with you. All right, so I'm seeing this beautiful goddess. I think she's saying her name is Naomi.
Okay. Hi, Naomi. Goddess.
That's someone I've encountered before, so I don't know. Okay. So, what do you want to say, Naomi? So she's showing me this vision of you stirring a pot. And in this pot, there's this, it's some kind of liquid, but the top has colors. And so as you stir, you are swirling the colors. And I'm not sure this pot is on fire or not. It doesn't matter, okay? So, and now you're sprinkling in some sparkly stuff into the pot, and the colors are changing. And you continue to stir and watch the patterns that are coming from these beautiful colors. And she's saying that this pot represents your life. And the beautiful colors swirling around inside are all of your possibilities. And she wants you to remember that you have the power to create whatever you desire. And you have the power to change whatever you are creating. And this is not some ability that's only given to higher level beings. You have this ability. And she says that you can even take the contents of the pot and pour them out and look at them in a new way, in a new light, and watch the fluid expand and become. Even pour it into a mold if that's something that appeals to you. She says the choices are unlimited. Because when you set the pot back up, it will once again be full. And you can begin to create anew. So creation is a never-ending process. And she's saying this to help to ease your mind about what you create. Because there is no limit. There is no, you have to do it and do it right this one time or else everything is completely undone. She says it's flexible, it's moving, it's light, it's love, it's you. And you can make it into anything and everything you desire. And there is nothing in your way. So when you are looking at your life and who you are being, change it if you want to. Rearrange it however you want to. Pour it out and start over if you want to. Open up to it in whatever way you desire. Because you have that freedom. That ultimate freedom of making your own choice. Okay, that's what you wanted to tell me.
Well, I must say, I must say how touching that was, is. And it took me to a place of the creation of everything, which I refer to as the first mother, but it's all good. And it took me into my own creative process, and it, the correlation is there to accept the innate, how you like me now, gifts that have been bestowed upon me in my willingness to be a creator. And I could see, I could feel the just the unlimitlessness, the reminding me of the unlimitlessness, a glimpse, because it's eternal. Naomi, Barbara Grace Reynolds, DC Love, I am grateful.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you for being with us. We're grateful to have you with us.
It's my honor. My honor. And I'll come and share my blessing, my exceptional, what might be defined as exceptional blessings, because blessings are ever present, ever present, with you all in the future. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, and I wanted to because the Lion's Gate, and I wanted to get in with this with you all, you know, before. So yeah, I'm really today. This is now is the time. Namaste, my sister. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. I have to breathe a moment after Queenie with the energy. Me. All right, our next caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hey,
hi, Claire.
Hi,
how is everybody?
We're doing great. How about you?
Good. I'm good. I'm resting today. I'm taking a day for myself. Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting after, well, maybe not so interesting, but maybe expected. After we did a bunch of those, like, dear innates around my brother last week, I was having dreams about him, or maybe I just think he's been on my mind. But I had another dream about the family, and he was there, my parents were there, his wife was there, and his daughter was there, and I was, like, saying hi to his daughter, like, hanging out with her and stuff like that, and there were horses there, because they're in my dreams now, and I woke up out of that dream, and it was just one of those dreams that was just so real, and I said, you know what, I was like, I'm going to email him and tell him, like, when he's back in the area one time, that, like, I'd like to meet his daughter, you know, and see him. I think it's time. And I just would like some healing around that, because it was interesting. Like, after, I know it's about me. It's not about how he replies or what, because he didn't reply or also yet. I mean, it's not something I'm waiting for, but Rose said I was, like, hysterically crying, like, there was, like, a huge relief, and then, of course, like, some things came up around, you know, I guess it's, like, sort of the poor me story of just, you know, I've always been the one to reach out, or at least that's my story, but it has been with him, that is truth. That I have been the one to reach out. I've always been, like, the one that's the bigger person that kind of comes back around and reignites relationships. And, like, on one hand, I know that we do a lot of clearing of, like, kind of clearing out, like, stuck energy. But on the other hand, like, I don't think that I do hold grudges or onto stuff like other people do. And I just, so, like, kind of stuff around that came up, because a lot of times, you know, for him, I think that I always said, oh, I'm not going to email him again, and I even told him, don't contact me again, when we went through this stuff with my parents, and he wasn't, well, whatever, we'll just say that, but a lot of times it's kind of looked at is that people can close the door and keep it moving, and then don't reach out to someone again as, like, they're the better person. So, like, a lot of that stuff kind of came up for me of, like, maybe this is an old pattern of, like, you reaching out to him and saying, hey, you'd like to meet his daughter, and just, like, let it go and keep it moving, which is what I was doing. So just any feeling related to that. And then also this week I was able to, we'll say, close the deal. I worked out a deal with a stable. I remember I had told you also that I sent a bunch of queries the other day to some stables, and one wrote back for me to call the owner. I spoke to the owner. He was like, okay, come down today. I wasn't feeling the greatest, but I was like, okay, just go. And we worked out a deal. And then it was, like, sort of a weird experience that I had, because I was like, you know what, I have been pursuing this goal, it's been for 9 months to find a stable to call my own, to, like, my home stable, and I reconnected with that girl, we're just texting, but I was like, you know what, I think I'm going to end up working for both of them, or both working with both of them, so now I have two stables, and it was just, there was, like, some sort of, I guess, some weird sadness that came over me yesterday of just, well, where does that leave you? Like, now, it's sort of the desire of, like, now I want to, like, I just want to sit back and, like, relax. I'm kind of exhausted from all those 9 months and that constant, like, I don't look at it that I hustle, but it just felt like I don't want to hustle anymore. I don't want to, like, push myself so hard. And there was, like, this sadness of, like, well, now I have to, like, I thought I was turning it over to them to, like, promote me and to bring me clients, and I want to just kind of be more open to, like, trusting that these partnerships will bring me money and clients, and, like, I just want to receive, like, I don't want to do that promotion. I mean, I guess we go through stages, you know. I was promoting myself kind of hard, or, you know, that's how I was guided on Facebook and stuff, and now I don't feel like doing that. It's just, like, now it's, like, time to actually do the work and to receive the clients and, like, not constantly be, I don't know. I've just been, like, kind of examining on how, like, I've got, I mean, I guess it's a little judgmental, but I, you know, for years I was, like, in this pattern of, like, constantly going after and maybe not getting. And now it's like, okay, I released that pattern. And it's like now I think there's a part of me really that just wants to relax. And I see how I was like creating a lot of this like drama. And it's like, I don't know if I know. Well, I'm just like sort of reconnecting to like this other way of being. So any healing around that also would be great.
Okay, this is DC Hunt. I'm getting, you know, what you've been dreaming about, like financially, is coming. It's manifesting. And just every day, just affirm that you are creating, you know, the life experiences that you're wanting, because you can and you will. Okay? I'm getting, I heard, like, you know, whatever it was between you and your family members, that I'm hearing resolution. Okay? So I did get I did get resolution. Okay?
Yeah, it really, just one more thing about that, it really feels like this is the time for them to, like, I'm not involved in their stuff like I was. I've just been doing my own thing, and I've actually been making my, like, I've been using my energy for me, which is great. And I just feel like it's time for them, like, it feels like they're kind of sorting out some, I don't know what that means exactly, but it just feels like it's their time to do their healing. That my position there of what I was doing is done. Like, it just feels like that.
Well, you are surrounded by this beautiful energy right now. It's very loving. It's positive. And just direct that beautiful energy to whatever situation you have on your mind. Because, like you said, now is the time that you can, you know, you can clear things. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, you just have to, at times, you know, like, see things differently, because you can look at things differently, and then the things that we look at, they do change. Okay?
Yes.
I get at times, you know, at times you have a hard time focusing in a different way. Okay? And when you focus in a different way, you're going to find new solutions. Okay? And I'm getting there's going to be a lot of celebrations around you as you keep moving forward. But take time, you know, between all that hard work for just you and having fun, okay? Because that's, you know, that's an equal balance. You've got to have time for yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you, you know. Go ahead.
Do you know why it was sort of anticlimactic when I finally, like, worked out the deal with the guy and left the stable? Like, I wasn't really, it was just very sort of grounded. I wasn't really, like, super happy like I thought I would be. It's just sort of like, yeah, okay. Do you have any, what was that about?
You know, you're just, you've got to allow, just allow yourself to experience everything that you want to. I feel like you're afraid that you're, you know, like that things aren't going to come to fruition, and they are. Everything you're wanting is coming, okay? The universe is working, you know, in your favor. And it always works for your highest and best. So keep those thoughts positive. Think about only what you're wanting. Okay? There's going to be, you know, great things ahead of you. And just have faith. You know, have faith that you deserve all the good that's coming your way. Jesus is just saying walk in faith. There's going to be a lot of good coming your way. And by you staying positive, you're going to see how things change. You know, and you're going to have that, you know, the emotional well-being, the happiness that you truly deserve, okay? You will have more money, but you're going to have, you know, beyond that, you're going to have happiness and emotional well-being. And this is your time to have all of that. Don't be afraid. Just know that you truly deserve all of this. Embrace it and just, you know, say some positive affirmations. You're very intuitive. Trust the intuition, okay? And I'm getting, like, good news. There's still something coming your way, good news. Okay, so be open to more surprises and all the good, and make sure you have a balance between giving and receiving, okay? And you do set up boundaries. You do need boundaries with certain people, okay? And always, you know, see a situation or see a person through the eyes of love. See it in a loving way, and then you won't be, you know, you won't be fearful, okay? And just, you know, see the blessings that you have all around you, because as you see all those blessings, you're going to shift your focus, and that allows the universe to bring you more and more and more and more and more, okay? So, you know that you deserve all the good and know that you are watched over. You have a beautiful divine team that's watching over you. And it's sort of like you know, like you almost have like this encasement around you, like to say, you know, okay, I'm going to do this, but I'm not letting anybody in to hurt me in any shape, you know, way, shape, or form. Okay? So you've got to drop the defenses. I know that, you know, in the past you've been hurt by other people, let down. But you've got to walk forward and be a little bit more vulnerable, be open. Okay? And let the good stuff come in. You truly deserve it. You've worked for it. You've worked hard. Okay. I'm getting that you have, like, a wonderful personality, similar to a grandmother. So I'm not sure which grandmother, but you have a beautiful, you know, and you have the ability to create great things. So you've got to believe in yourself. Like I said, your relatives on the other side, they're watching over you, okay? Stop overanalyzing and just, you know, start feeling a little bit more. I mean, you've had a lot of challenges, and, you know, now it's time for the good stuff. So you've got to get ready for the next chapter of your life where you leave all this old stuff behind you and just connect with the prosperity that's waiting for you, okay? So, you know, don't worry and obsess about issues. You know, hand it over to the divine, release it, and let it go. And then it's going to be easier for the good stuff to come in, okay? Because there's so some fear there, you know, in every aspect, and you've got to let go of it. It just prevents the good from coming in, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't hold on to anything that's not love, okay? Remember what makes you happy, okay? Happiness is going to be really important, okay? And it's going to help you to go forward faster, connect with your joy. And don't worry about where you're going to, you know, where you're going to end up. It's Ginger's in the car with Joan Rivers, and they're saying, come on, get in with us. You guys are going on a road trip, and you're saying, but where are we going? And Ginger's saying, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter where you're going. Just get in and enjoy the ride, okay? You don't even have to worry, like, you know, about reading the signs along the way. It's all good. Don't worry about your future, you know, and stop looking back at yesterday. Don't see what's wrong. Just enjoy today. And remember that you are a reflection of all your choices. And that's what I have for you, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? The thing is, I'm just kind of tired. And that's why I'm taking today just to relax. It's just emotionally, like emotionally.
Yep.
I'm just, it's making me teary because it's like, all this work that I put in, you know, and I'm going to keep it up. It's my new way of being as far as this positive thinking and all that. but it's like I have worked really hard for it, and then it's, you know, but it's like, you know, there's still things in my life that I'm not, like, I'm still living in the old, you know, this apartment, and it's just, I'm in this other space, but yet I'm still in the same space in other aspects, and it's just sort of like, I want to be living that good life, and I know it's coming, and it's all working, but it's just like, geez, I'm fucking exhausted. Like, it's been just a lot. You know, like, you have to just constantly be a ninja with your thoughts and so clear and stuff. And, like, you know, I just want to be pampered, you know? Like, I want someone to make me a nice meal. Like,
you have the ability to do all that. It's not going to come.
Like, I just,
you've got to let go. And if you don't, like, Joan Rivers comes into the show, she's going to go with her and Ginger, they're going to have a talk with you. So listen to Barbara and do the healing. It's so much more fun. All is well. You are amazing, and you've got to believe it. I see all that's coming for you, and you've just got to believe it. You know, the struggles are going to be over, okay? Just, you know, look to the next chapter of your life. It's going to be beautiful. You've worked so, so hard, and now let the good stuff come in. Barbara?
You know, for a while you were talking about this man that was going to help me with my business, and when I met this guy at the stable, I was like, I wonder if this is who DC was talking about. Is that who we're talking about? I'm not sure if it's 100% him, but he's the only man that I've, like, met in many months that is business-related. Is that the guy that you were talking about to help me with my business?
I don't know. I didn't get a yes. I didn't get a clear yes or no, hon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You need a little bit of healing.
Okay, here we go. Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm letting go.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm letting go.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm letting go of my stories.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm letting go of my stories.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm letting my life change.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm letting my life change.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm moving out of who I used to be.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm moving out of who I used to be.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm creating a better life.
Dear Nate, I don't know how, I'm creating a better life.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I know this works.
Even though I don't know how, I know this works.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I let go of my mind needing to understand.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I let go of needing my mind to understand.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I let go of judging myself.
Even though I don't know how, I love judging myself.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I allow my family to come back together. Problems with that one?
They want together. Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm allowing my family to...
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm letting go of the past.
I don't understand any of this. It's like I'm moving to like self empathy. It's like all the projection that they did onto me. Well, you know, maybe they were right. It was all shit that I did. It's like, now I'm doing healing in order to bring it back together. Like, what about fucking them? You know, what about their work? What about their emotion, unprocessed emotion? No, you do it. It's you. It's about you. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand.
You can't do anything to change them, so why are you even going there? It's not about them. It's about you. The only one you have any control, any power over is you. That's why you have to do the work that makes you happy. This is about you. It's not about them. Take your focus off of them and put it on you. So, dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I focus on myself. And you don't need to understand.
Even though I don't know how, I focus on myself.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I let go of all of the fear.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I let go of all the fear. You know, I emailed him, and I could just see, like, oh, there's Blair, like, oh my God, not her again, or whatever the thought is. It's like, why am I being looked at as like, I mean, this is a story, but it's also like, it's always like they're the ones on the high horse, you know, they're the ones who are always right, like, oh. Like, I don't really see them processing anything. Like, it's just, oh, what does she want, you know? Or let's just ignore her. I'm not letting her have, you know, access to my kid. Or, you know, that's the reason why, whatever, I won't go into it.
Serenade, even though I don't know how, I let that story go.
Just makes me feel like I'm wrong. Like, even dear Nate, even though I don't know how the story go. So then they're okay with their story? That's okay for them to live with their story?
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I know everything will work out.
You know, when do I get my gold medal at the end of the day here for, like, clearing all the karma with my family? Like, when does that happen? It's not going to happen. This is not. Just whatever. Year and eight, even though I don't know how, I don't know what you said, but I still love all of that.
Year and eight, even though I don't know how, I let go of the need to control others.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I let go of the need to control others.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I release the poor me.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I release the poor me.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm coming into my power.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm coming into my power.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm changing my life.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm changing my life.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I'm loving myself.
Even though I don't know how, I'm loving myself.
Take a nice deep breath. And just let it all go.
Well, my head is back that I've had for the last 3 days, so I'll give you that much. Good morning.
Barbara, but can, like, you just talk to me for a minute here, because I just
it just seemed like the better way was for me when I had that, came out of that dream and had the impulse of let me email him. I sort of went into thought mode a little bit, and I was like, why don't you just wait this energy out and not do anything? Just like process it within yourself. And I actually think if that comes up again, I'm going to just sit with that energy rather than act on it right away. And I just,
when you are doing something that you are guided to do, then that is the right moment to do it. When you are receiving a message, like you received a message saying connect with him, and you sent the email, that was what you needed to do. You needed to do that so that everything that's been coming up could come up. It's not just about him answering the email. It's about everything. Everything you believe, everything that you've created, everything that you are creating. It's about letting go. And sometimes we can't see what we really need to let go of unless we take actions which bring it to the forefront and put it right in our faces. This is in your face now so that you can let it go. It is not about him. It is not about whether or not he answers. It is about you. It is about seeing what you create. It is about seeing who you are being. This is about you.
Right. So, and I do see that. And I saw after I had this like hysterical cry afterwards, I was like, okay, good. I needed that release. You know, I was holding on to that shit. So that was good. And also, in telling this story to you guys, there's like this harsh critic within me of like, look how you create this drama. You detached from them. You pulled them off. You this, you that. And now you're reaching out again. And it's like, dude, you're fucking making crazy. Like, you're doing the crazy making. And I don't like that harsh comments within me, but I also understand that on a certain level, it's like, yeah, just what's that saying that's coming to me? Let lying dogs lay or something? Let dead dogs lie?
That's all just you judging you. That's what you're doing. You're judging yourself. You're looking at what you've done in the past, and you're looking at what's happened and what hasn't happened, and you're deciding whether or not you are good enough for him to actually want to talk to again. This is you condemning yourself to being alone. This is you being afraid of actually being in a relationship with your own family. This is you letting your fears run your life. That's all this is. Let it go.
It's like to me it's embarrassing telling it. Like, I just feel like you guys are judging me. I feel like whoever's listening is judging me, or like who has listened to the radio show for any period of time. Of like, it's
just
almost
let
like
it go.
Like,
we're not judging you. We are not judging you at all. You are the one doing all the judging. So stop it. Seriously. Just stop it.
And
just
do you have any comments about the horse stable thing? On the, like, I just don't want to keep, I don't want to, like, I don't want to work hard anymore. And I know that it's as well, then just don't. And so I'm not. But there's like some fear there as far as like, can I trust that these connections now will produce like clients and money? Like, will they?
What I'm
already getting an idea. Like,
what I'm hearing is that has the potential to really work out well, to end up being an avenue for you to become known and to move into more and more success. the danger with that is if you start analyzing and judging it, you will tear it apart. You will tear it apart and it will not happen because you will let your fears run your life. You need to stop judging, seriously, because that is just letting your fears take over. And anytime you do that, it brings about all of this crappy stuff that makes you feel like crap and destroys your relationship and destroys everything that you've been building, because that's what fear does. Fear tears things apart. Let it go. Stay in the joy. Notice in each moment how you feel, and if you are not joyful, then bring yourself back into the joy. And when you find yourself going down that trail, chasing that whatever it is you're chasing that has you saying, well, what if this and what if that, and I don't think that they really like me, and I think that my hair was wrong, and they decided that I was something that they didn't want to be around because of the way that my hair looked, and the fact that I'm making this about your hair makes just as much sense as you making it about anything else, because it's not true. It's you making up a story and deciding you are wrong. That's what you're doing. You're making up stories and you're making yourself the loser. Stop doing that. Stop judging. And you've got Archangel Michael standing there behind you right now with his hand on your head saying, stop judging. So... You might want to consider.
Well, I definitely, I noticed I was going into, some of that. I definitely did notice. I catch it now. I see it. I saw some of that stuff coming up yesterday.
Yeah,
and I was
but
like,
when you,
no,
when you catch it, let
that.
It go. When you catch it,
yeah.
Let it go. That's it. You let it go. You don't talk about it. You let it go.
Yeah, but I just, at this point now, I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do today, or just in general? That's the new experience of, well, I achieved these things. So it's like, well, fine, take care of yourself, go get a massage, go something, go sit outside, it's finally cooler out. I've been getting this idea.
Joy. That's it. Just do something that brings you joy. If you enjoy it, do it. If you don't enjoy it, don't do it. Bring more joy into your life. You really need more joy.
You do. There's this fear of, if I'm not constantly doing or going after that.
But you don't focus on fears. Let it go. Let it go.
Right. Okay, fine. Fine, fine. Yes. All right. Thank you. Got it. Okay. I'm good. Although I still do have a... I'll let you know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here it is. I released my headache.
Have fun today. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, DC, we've come to the end of another wonderful show.
Awesome. It was a wonderful show, Barbara, and thank you once again. And Ginger saying, don't forget to put out, whatever you're feeling in regard to, helping others, whether it's class or individual.
Yes.
You've got to get that done, she said.
I am. I'm going to do it today. It's on my list. So.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, then. That sounds like a plan. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.
Yes, and we should be back together on Sunday.
Yay. Yep.
Yay. And hopefully everything will work this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks,
Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.
Everybody.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.